you little monkey.
You bastard.
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Bless you. This is the True Light Church of God in Christ. Please leave your message and we'll get back with you as soon as we can. Bless you. This is the True Light.
Okay. Hey, guys. It's me, Carlito, and I'm here with Sloth. Sloth is here. Hey, Sloth.
Hello.
Hi. All right, we're going to do prank calls. I have decided we are going to call Rochester. What state is that in? New York? Is that correct?
I believe so, yes.
Very good. Very north end New York. Should be right. Oh, well, if not, fuck me. Take a close look here. Tapas. Do you like tapas, Sloth? They ever have tapas before?
No, I don't really get down with the Hispanic food too much. You know this. I never had fried plantains either until that one day.
Oh, wow. Well, it's Spanish, not Hispanic. Come on, man. It's a big
I thought Spanish was a subset of Hispanic, though. Isn't that how that works?
Spanish is from Spain, from Europe, and Hispanic is technically like the island of Hispaniola, which is like where the Dominican Republic and Haiti are.
So Mexicans are not Hispanic?
Well, basically the Hispanic term started being used by the European Spanish to describe anyone from the New World, you know what I mean?
Huh.
That was under the Spanish crown. Yeah.
Because
they considered the island of Hispaniola like the capital seat of the Spanish crown of the New World.
So did that end up including actually like whiter people traditionally as well? As long as they were, you know, white and from those areas?
I guess so, yeah. I guess they would be Hispanic, but they were a higher class, you know?
Yeah, caste system and all that.
Yeah, there was a caste system. Yeah, there still kind of is.
Really?
Yeah. Not technically. Like, you know, India doesn't have a caste system anymore, but it's still in there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I lost the tapas restaurant. I scrolled around, and I don't know where it is. So, what's this now? Pathfinder Engineers and Architects. Let's harass the lady who answers the phone. And that's not going to work that way. Shit. I'm trying a different setup once again. I keep trying to fine-tune my setup, and every time I do it, I get lost.
Yeah, I just had to change mine back up again. It got too complicated after a while.
And see, in this way you don't hear music, so I need like a new laptop or something, I don't know. I need to add a third machine to this mix. I probably shouldn't have to. You know what? Should try to follow Brad's guide. He made a little video that shows how he does it. Seems to work okay for
him. Thank you for calling Engineers. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. For a company, press 8. For immediate assistance, press 0. Thank you. I will connect you.
Pathfinder Engineer and Architects, this is Patty. How may I help you?
Hey, sexy. What's up? How you doing?
Who is this?
Hey, this is Eddie. How are you doing, honey? You sound hot.
Who is this?
This is Eddie.
Eddie who?
Eddie Cross.
Who are you calling for?
I was calling for Mr. Pathfinder. Is he there?
No.
Okay.
There's no such person.
Oh, there's not? Who's the main boss machine there?
What are you calling in regards to?
Well, because we're supposed to have a tea time and everything. He's supposed to be out here for the Engineering Association. They didn't really give me a whole, you know, idea of who it is that's supposed to come. I guess he's supposed to be here. It's obviously a man, you know, because he's the owner, I guess, or the boss, like the main boss guy.
And where is he supposed to be?
He's at Pathfinder Engineering Associates, LLP.
I understand, but where is he supposed to meet you?
Well, I think his name is like Clock or something like that. Clock something.
Can you hang on 1 second, please?
I guess.
Hello?
Hi, this is Dave. Please leave a message, and I will get back to you as soon as I can.
I didn't ask for that. I didn't need that.
Thank you.
That's weird that she transferred you like that so quickly.
I will connect you.
Engineering Architects.
Listen, honey, I didn't need you to transfer me like that. Why'd you said, can I hold for a minute? Next thing I know, I got put through to a voicemail. What are you trying to pull here?
I'm not sure who you're trying to get a hold of. This is a business here.
Clock.
You said you needed to speak to Dave Clock?
Let me talk to Clock.
Okay, hold on.
Well, listen, hang on. He's not there or something. We'll go to his office and ask. Tell him he's got to pick up the phone.
Oh, can I tell him who's calling?
Yeah, tell him Eddie Cross is calling, and I'm going to clean his clock if he doesn't pick up the phone.
Okay, one moment.
All right.
Sir, I'm sorry. Mr. Clock is off-site. That's why it's gone to voicemail. He's not in the building.
Okay, why didn't you find that out before you transferred me? You're real dumb.
Would you like his voicemail?
No. I like to talk to people. I don't talk to computers.
Okay, would you like to try a call there?
Well, you write the... Hang on. I'm talking. Well, you write down a message. Can you handle that, honey?
Go ahead.
All right. But, David, you sorry, stupid son of a bitch.
And what's the phone number?
Let's see here. You get that, honey, baby?
What is the phone number, sir?
I told you on the stupid thing.
No, you didn't. I didn't hear any number.
Oh, yeah, I'm muting my microphone when I tell you. So you can't hear it, you know? Because I don't want anyone else to hear it.
Okay, sir, I need a phone number to call back.
Yeah, but if I say it out, then other people are going to hear it, and they call.
Then I guess you're going to have to leave it on voicemail.
He knows how to get a hold of me.
Spell your last name?
Cross. Cross.
Okay, I'll let him know. Thank you.
Bye, honey. See you. That's great. Yeah, I can't give out phone numbers this way because I can't bleep it out. I don't like this new setup, Sloth. I don't like it at all.
What did you change?
I don't know. It's just complicated. It's a lot of work to explain it right now.
I feel you, man. It is.
Sloth, I gotta make chili. You gotta miss out on some chili because you live so far away.
I know, right? What kind of chili?
Making chili. I'm gonna put some, green. I'm gonna put all the normal, green and bell peppers. You know, green peppers, red peppers.
So we're talking a traditional red beef chili here, not a white chili?
I've concocted this for a while. Yeah, a few years now, and I saved the recipe. Every time I tweak it, but I save it on Google Docs for the last, 5 years now. The last time I made it was really good. Yeah, just a regular, with beans, ground beef, and add a little bit of Italian sausage to it.
That sounds pretty damn good, actually.
But without the casing, I'd like the bulk Italian sausage. What else? Jalapenos. I make it a little spicy, and then I add beer. You gotta add beer.
Of course. That goes without saying.
Yeah. And you drink beer.
Have you ever had a Texas Roadhouse's chili?
No.
Yeah, for a restaurant, that shit's pretty fucking good, I gotta admit.
Good. Very good. I'll have to check that out. Go there for their chili. All right. Let me get back to the map here. You got any suggestions, places we can call? You let me know, there, big guy.
I might, actually. Turbo called these people the other night, and he actually sent me the number for them.
Okay.
Do you remember the crazy people he was talking about? The guy kept putting his wife on the phone and shit?
I think so, maybe.
I can't remember the premise, but, they just got real pissed off. Here, I'll send you the info. It's got his Facebook and everything, so there's got to be something you could get off of there.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, they stuck around for a long time and got real pissed.
All right. Sounds good. All right, let me call a tire outlet while you send that. Mr. Hooper's Tire Outlet.
Superstar Dancing.
Hey, boy, how you doing?
Hello? How's it going?
Good. How you doing, my boy?
Yeah.
All right. Listen, how about how many tires would you need, let's say, to, burn down a tree in a treehouse attached to it? Like an oak tree?
I don't know.
It's a pretty, like an old, it's like an old, cocks like an oak tree.
I'm not sure.
Maybe you think maybe 4 or 5 tires, like big tires. You got the big tires. Which ones burn higher when you put gasoline on them?
I don't know. Sorry, I really don't have time for this. I'm sorry.
But I just I need.
I don't. I don't know about. I don't know about. I don't know about burning tires. Cell tires.
You don't know anything at all. All right. Well, thanks, man.
I have no idea.
Thanks for nothing, asshole.
Nothing.
All right. All right. Good for nothing, bitch. Fucking Powerade, man. Drinking the 90s.
It's a little bit cheaper than Gatorade. It's the knockoff, you know?
I miss All Sport.
Oh, man, I haven't heard that in years.
It was carbonated.
An old school one.
Yeah. Carbonated.
Superstar Dancing.
Yeah, listen. Do you have anyone there that maybe is like a foreman or has any advanced knowledge of the burning of the car tires at all? Like the chemistry behind it? No, he doesn't want to play. All right, leave him alone. He's on.
I think that's a legitimate question.
Yeah, I think they should know about that stuff. Here's the Somali community outreach. Sure, why not?
Tell him your wife is from Somalia and you need help keeping her in line.
Yeah,
just need some tips.
Big Baz is here. Hey, Baz.
Hey, Carrito.
Hey, man.
How's it going?
I'm bad. Very bad. Thank you.
You're very bad. Why?
Oh, good. You were paying attention.
Explain.
No, a lot of times people just aren't sincere, and they just say, oh, that's good every time. So as an honesty test, I just do that. No, I'm really good. But thank
All
you.
Right, cool.
Because yeah, I asked Sloth the same thing last time I saw him, and he was like, oh, that's good.
I don't really care.
That's bullshit. I did not do that.
Yeah, is this Somalia research? What is it? The Somalian research outreach machine?
How is this? What's that?
Yeah, the Somali research outreach machine.
That's not a machine there, sir.
Oh, okay. All right, that's good. Yeah.
The Somali community outreach.
Okay. Yeah. How much for like a 1 pint?
Huh?
How much for like 1 pint or 2 pint? Like 1.5 pints.
What do you mean pint? I didn't get it. What do you mean pint?
I need like Somalian blood. Like blood.
Somali what?
So I do this thing with like blood from Somalians, you know? Like I put it in the ground and it helps grow my garden.
Okay, where you live?
I live here in Rochester.
Rochester. You think somebody helped you with a garden?
Yeah, I have a garden in my house, you know? And but I always add Somalian, like the blood from Somali people, like their blood to the soil. It helps grow it. Yeah.
Okay. So let me find somebody who's gonna call you and is gonna help you out with it.
Who's that? Who's gonna help me?
Yeah, the one over the mic called Walker. So somebody's gonna call you.
Oh, what's
gonna ask you help?
Well, you seem like you speak good English. You have a good diction. What's the matter with you?
No, I'm busy, so.
What are you doing? You taking a shit in the toilet? What are you doing?
Oh my god. Thank you.
Alright. Oh my god. I was gonna ask him if he was Christian, Somali, or Muslim.
I think he's Muslim.
Yeah, if he's in the States, he's probably Christian.
Muslims don't like us much.
All right. Well, he is. I got an automatic text from him. Also, came right in. You know, let's call Labor Ready, one of those places Mexicans get jobs from. That's basically all I know about them. And white people who are felons also. We all know someone who does that. Temp work. All right. That's a pretty big company. They're just about everywhere. I wonder what Ameriglide is.
Thank you for choosing the True Blue Company. This is Jason.
Hey, boy. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Listen, this is Cross. I wanted to come get some work, you know?
Okay.
What kind of work you guys do?
We do a lot of different types of things.
You guys... I like to flush the toilet, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, I flush the toilet. And I like to pick things up and I put them down.
Okay.
Yeah, do you have anything like that?
We do a lot of different things. Have you applied with us?
What do you mean by apply? Explain that. Like, what you don't, you know, I don't understand that. That's sounds silly.
Applying?
Applying what? What am I applying to you?
Well, you're asking me for work, so have you applied for, have you come in and applied? Have you?
Well, yeah, I know how to apply myself, sure, yeah, I got it, yeah.
Okay. So, come in after the first with two forms of ID.
Why after the first? Why after the first?
Because that's when we are taking applications.
What's going on now? What do you do there now?
What do you mean? I'm not following you.
What do you do? Why do you answer the phone? Like, what do you do today on the computer and everything? What are you doing today?
Who am I speaking to? Who is this?
It's Eddie. Eddie Cross.
Eddie Cross? Have you applied with us, Eddie?
I've applied a lot of places, and I know exactly how to apply myself. I pick things up, I move them over, and I put them down again. You know,
sure.
And then I get in the car, and I back it up, and I put the key in, and you put your foot on the brake. Foot down, you turn the key, you know, and you make sure you adjust the mirrors and everything, and you honk your horn a little bit just in case someone coming behind you, and you put it in reverse, you know, you hold down the button on the gear, and you put it to the big R, and then you back out slowly, you go slowly, you know, and always looking in all three mirrors, one, two, three of them. There's two on each side and one in the middle of the front. And that's so you can, if you look in the mirror, whatever you see in the mirror is the same thing in back. But you gotta remember, like, if you're gonna read something, it's gonna come up backwards in the mirror. It's kinda confusing. It took me a while to figure that one out. Hello? Hello? Alright, we'll keep him on.
I don't think he put the phone down.
He's like, whatever.
He lost his patience with you.
I pick things up and put them down.
You know, as you might know, I'm unemployed right now. Do you have a job I could try to apply for, Carlito? Any job numbers?
You're unemployed? That's crazy. Why are you unemployed? What happened? Did they close your science?
My boss ran out of money.
Oh,
hopefully for only 6 months, but hey, it's okay. I get 6 months of unemployment.
Good. Very good, man.
Wife's working now, so it's all good.
Good. You get to stay home and relax. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Make prank phone calls.
Now you got to clean and cook. Hello?
I do, which...
Hello? You could be an asshole and not do it. You could be a bad husband and just be like, you fuck.
Rochester?
Hey, you could be a bad husband, right? And when you get home, you'd still have to clean and cook after you're working all day?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, if I was your husband and I'd be like a bad husband, I wouldn't work. You'd be the one that works and you come home and I'd still make you clean and cook.
I'm sorry, are you calling the right person?
Yeah, it's Ameriglide. This is the woman that works that answers the phone at Ameriglide. How you doing, honey? Yeah. How are you?
Butch.
Hey, honey, baby. Yeah. So, when you come home, are you going to clean and cook and stuff, or how does that work?
I'm not sure. What is it in regard to?
I'm just getting a feel for you before I move further with your company.
How about you go further and then don't,
you know,
eliminate the first part?
Yeah, I'm trying to get to first base, you know? You know what I mean?
What are you offering?
I'm offering a home run. It's in my pants. You know what I mean? Okay.
She sounded a little intrigued.
Yeah, she didn't know what to make of it at first, though. She was like,
Can I talk to her?
Yeah. But I had something I had to tell
her.
Yeah, I could literally knock over your pencil container off the desk with it. Well, I'm going to put Baz on the line because I got a lot of shit I got to do. Go ahead, Baz.
Yeah, hi. This is Baz Noswell. I'm looking for a job. Hello?
Hello, yes. What do you mean you're looking for a job?
Yeah, I'm coming in to apply for a job. Damn it.
Okay. We're not hiring, so...
Hiring. You, when I come in and you see my resume and you see my qualifications,
I guarantee you will want to hire me,
damn it.
Okay. Let me have your information and then get the right...
No, okay, let me shoot you some info. What kind of info do you need?
I'm gonna
give you some info.
On the speaker.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Who are we speaking to?
This is the very distinctive sound of pissing.
Hello, damn it. I don't have all day. I need a damn job.
I'm not understanding.
You're not understanding? Understand this. Take the shit from the toilet. How's that for a qualification?
I think you may not be the right person.
Oh, I am the right person. Give me a job, damn it.
Yeah, Aunt Jemima, give him a job.
It's discrimination. I'm handicapped. You have to be an equal opportunity employer. I've got dyslexia. And I'm going to file a suit. Hello. Here, why don't you speak with my attorney, Ron Newman?
Hello, this is Mr. Newman. Are you there, ma'am? Yeah, ma'am, I understand there's been a little incident between you and my client, and he's, you know, considering pressing charges currently.
Damn it.
You're accused of both racial discrimination and discriminating against people with handicaps.
Who are you calling for, sir?
We're calling for you, big girl.
Calling for a job machine.
They said to ask for Aunt Jemima.
You're not available.
And I also have Crohn's disease. I'm on the toilet right now.
And AIDS.
Yeah, I've got the HIV.
The ninja. Okay.
That was a good one, though. Aunt Jemima, I was dying.
Yeah, but Aunt Jemima. Well, she sounded black to me. I don't know.
She did. That was just so good. I didn't expect it when you said it.
Jose has a new girlfriend. You hear about that?
Thanks for calling Planet Fitness and Gates. This is Lauren. How may I help you?
Yeah, what's with that lunk alarm you've got there?
I'm sorry, what was that?
The lunk alarm? That you have there, it goes off whenever people of color come in.
No.
I was in there, and now a person of color came in to use the gym, and you guys turned on the alarm on him a few days ago when I was there. I'm very upset about this.
No. Do you want to talk to the manager?
Yeah, because I saw on the news how there's stores that do this, like when a colored person walks in the store, you have a special alarm that goes off.
Well, if you want to hold for a moment, he'll be right up here, okay?
You better hurry up. Missy is going to be a lot of trouble for you. Well, get over there, big girl. If I was there, I'd spank you in the ass. Shoo you away. Now it is quiet. All right, I'll call a different one. We'll see if they come back or not.
Thank you for calling. Hi, this is Dan. How can I help you?
Hey, boy. How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, listen, you guys have that alarm over there? Is that for when colored people come in, you turn it on?
Who's this?
This is Eddie.
Who?
Eddie.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie who?
I'm a paralegal, Eddie Cross. I'm a paralegal for Bob Morton.
Okay.
Yeah.
So...
One of our clients is a colored man, and he said he went in there and they turned on some alarm when he came in the door. And he found out that it's because he was colored, because he's black. We've run into a lot of businesses here in the area that have a special alarm they turn on when, you know, certain races of people come in to warn everyone to watch them. And they say they were following him around the gym and everything.
I think that if you were a paralegal, that you'd know better than that.
No, this is documented that a lot of places locally have been doing this, and we're coming down on that. And he says that the alarm went off when he walked in.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Well, you have an alarm there on the wall, don't you?
Yep.
The lunk alarm, right?
That's right.
And that's for black men. When they come in, you guys turn it on.
That couldn't be further from the truth.
Well, how come he was the one that came in and it went off?
It doesn't go off upon entry.
Yeah, they have smell detectors and everything in the door.
We don't have smell detectors. Yeah, is there anything else that can help you smell with?
You know what? I wake up every morning and you know I see the bright side. You know what that is? Oh, I guess I'm not going to say my joke. The bright side. You know, you gotta look on the bright side. Your shiny white skin. That's bad. But that's bad. That's bad.
That's racist.
Yeah, we don't want that. Let's call the first Planet Fitness back, where the girl doesn't know how to use the phone. Can't stay out much longer because I do have to work tonight and I do have to go on buy the shit for that chili and shit. Not answering.
Thank you for calling. This is Billy. How can I help you?
Hey, Gay. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I was just talking to you and you hung up the phone and you just stayed silent. What happened? What's this about?
I haven't spoke to anybody on really the phone because I was on break.
Who's the other stupid girl that's there?
Unfortunately, we don't have any stupid employees here.
Oh, you have a big stupid girl there. A big fat ass on her.
Okay, I'm sorry that you feel that way, but is there something that I can help you with?
Yeah, bro, I was there getting my burn on, okay? Totally. Okay. And my legs and everything, and then fucking this lunk alarm went off.
Okay.
And it's because I'm colored, I guess, because when you're in there and you're a color person, you guys have a secret alarm that goes off to warn the employees to look out that I'm not stealing the weights or anything like that?
No, that is not our lunk alarm. Our lunk alarm's purpose is if we see someone grunting or dropping weights or doing anything that might be offensive, or make someone else feel uncomfortable, we do set off an alarm.
Yeah, but
it has nothing to do with color or any theft or anything like that.
No, it sounds like a ruse. Because why is it the minute that the black man came in the door, you started turning on the alarm?
Sir, unfortunately, I'm unsure what you're talking about.
It's a racist alarm. It's a racist place. How come you don't have any colors in your logo? There's no black in it. It's all purple and yellow and stuff.
Sir, if you do have a complaint, you can always go on and file a complaint there. Our manager has stepped out to go to the bank. If you'd like to give us a call later this afternoon, you can speak to him directly.
Is there a man I can talk to?
Like I said, the manager has stepped out to go
Not
to the
Not a manager.
Bank.
Hang on, honey. Maybe you don't understand, baby. Is there a man? Like any man. Is something okay. Not a stupid woman, you know, like you?
Okay.
Something is not stupid.
The manager is a male, and like I said, he is at the bank. So
thank
like
God. Thank God for that.
Okay. Is there anything else that I can help you with today, sir?
Yeah. Can you make me a sandwich? When I go to maybe iron my shirt, when I come down there?
No, unfortunately not. If you have any questions about gym memberships or anything like that, it's regard to, I can help you with that.
Can you take a note down for the man? Can you write
sure, I can.
Okay, you're ready.
Would you like to leave your name and telephone number?
My name is Cross, and I would not like to leave my phone number.
Okay, well, just to let you know, we do have caller ID here.
Oh, good. There you then. You don't need it then, asshole. My name is Cross.
Okay.
Okay, the message is, you stupid fucking asshole. Write that down.
Okay, I'm sorry that you feel that way. I will be hanging up now.
You
have a good day.
You motherfucker, you. All right.
So they said that the alarm, they set it off when any people do something offensive.
It's like if you're in there being like a meathead, like you're grunting a lot when you're working out or you're dropping
right.
weights, yeah, then they make it go off. But
I was going to ask her, you know, what happens if you have to adjust your cup, you know, in your pants a lot? I wear a cup when I go weightlifting, and I sometimes have to stick my hand in my pants and adjust things around.
Adjust it.
Sometimes I get excited.
Yeah. I can call her back. She does have caller ID, as you heard.
Yeah, so she's probably not going to answer.
We'll try. All right, I'll call the competitor, Downtown Fit, instead.
Thank you for calling in Gates. This is AJ. How can I help you?
Hi, Adrian. My name's David Snoswell. I've got a question about your... Do you have the Lunk Alarms?
Sure, yes.
Yeah, so I've been told that the Lunk Alarms will go off if you're in there and you're working out and you're grunting or maybe doing anything offensive. And I just want to make sure that I won't set it off. I always wear a groin cup when I go do my weightlifting, and sometimes I have to adjust it quite a bit. So when I'm lifting, you know, every minute or so, I'm sticking my hands down my pants, and I just want to make sure I don't set off the alarm.
Do you have anything better to do with your time than make phone calls like this?
No, this is a serious call. I mean, I paid a lot of money.
Well, obviously, sir, if you have to
phone
ask that question, you know that that's...
Get banned.
Are you a member currently, sir?
Yes, I am.
You are? Of which location?
Your location.
Of my location, and what's your name?
My name is David Snoswell.
How do you spell your last name?
Snoswell.
Okay, and you're calling to ask me if you can stick your hands in your pants in public.
Yeah, I have to. I mean, I have to wear a groin cup.
Okay, well, obviously you cannot, and if you are a member, sir, I'd highly advise that you don't do that, and that question has been answered, okay? Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah. Will a rectal prolapse set off your damn alarm? Because sometimes I get
yes, most likely.
And that's why I'm supposed to be working out to strengthen those muscles, the sphincter muscles.
Mm-hmm. And, great. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
You know, I paid a lot of money. What a dick.
What a dick.
That question is banned. Don't ever ask that again.
Yeah, he said that question is banned. He didn't even say that practice is banned. That question is banned.
Gonna make a sign and hang it up in the gym.
Fucking Nazi.
I should know better than to stick my hands in my pants,
yeah.
He said.
In public. Can't do that. Yeah, you can adjust your groin cup. Fucking A. Fucking A, man.
It's a safety issue.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, let's move on here. Let's call the competitor, Gymnasium. Let's do that. Sloth, did you want to do a call? You just sit there like a little shit. Well, you said something earlier, I think.
Yeah, I'll take the security card call that I pasted from Rochester.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, Alicia speaking. How may I help you?
Oh, hey, how are you? You guys have sauna?
Yes, we do.
Oh, good. And what's the time limit on the sauna?
I believe you're not supposed to go in for half an hour.
Okay, and then I can put whatever I want on those hot coals, right?
No, it's a dry sauna.
Oh, you don't have the coals because I have to put like Mountain Dew and marijuana on the hot coals.
No.
No, nothing like that. Can I vape in there?
No.
Okay, well, I mean, it's either that or I'm going to smoke. One of the two. Which one will you have?
You can't do that in there.
Okay. Is it unisex? Like,
no.
Men, so the men, oh, yeah. Men together in the sauna, right? And what's the code?
What's up?
What's the code?
What code for what?
You know, like, do you tap your foot there, or how do you initiate?
You don't any of that. None of that stuff.
You just take your towel off and wait?
You just sit and nothing will happen.
No, but, you know, every place has a code, like, for the gay ones. Like, you can tap your foot, or, you know, you take your towel off.
Have a good day. We don't have anything like that.
Yeah, okay. You have a good day, too.
You too.
Who are you talking to? Okay. She sounded cute, right? Sloth, talk to her. Ask her out.
Yeah, I think that one definitely wanted it.
Ask her out, Sloth.
Hey, yeah, my friend had just called in. He had made some inquiries about your dry sauna, I believe.
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, hello? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Well, I hear you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I thought it was muted for a sec. I was like, shit.
No.
Good afternoon, Club.
Can you hear me this time, damn it?
Yes, I can.
Hello? Okay, well, listen, my friend had called in here earlier. He made some inquiries about your dry sauna.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now I understand that you guys don't have any particular code for the homosexual men or anything like that.
No.
Well, the thing is, I'm actually a bisexual. You know, I like the men and the women, both the penises and the vaginas, both organs.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was listening in on that call and I was thinking, you know, even if there's no code, maybe I could come in there and, you know, I come up to the front counter and I give you, like, $20, you know?
Nope.
Sorry. You know, you and me, we go into the dry sauna together.
Nope.
You can, like, lock it down.
Nah.
We'll go in there and we'll smoke marijuana together.
Nope.
Come on.
No.
All right, well, can I ask you one question?
Yep.
How big are your areolas?
I guess that question is banned also.
It is.
Yeah. Banned questions. Okay. Moving right along.
But I think he could win her over, Sloth, if he did go in there.
Yeah, I think it needs to be in person, though, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you could charm her in person. She sounds like she's down. Yeah, she sounds like she's down to have fun. Nice, cheery girl. Okay. How about a country club? There we go.
I know I haven't.
Yeah, you play golf, Baz. I know you do.
Yeah, I was going to say,
I have.
Definitely our golfer.
Yeah, the club, this is Matt. How can I help you?
Hey, boy, I need to make a tee time over there.
Okay.
All right, put me down for 2 tee spaces. For 3 white people. 1 Okay. When he heard that's when he hung up. You know
yeah,
why.
They're not allowed there.
Nah, he's like, oh, this is obviously a joke. No.
Country Club, this is Matt. How can I help you?
Did you hang up because I said
Our pro shop's closed now, so they deal with the tee times.
Why are you so scared to talk? What's wrong? You sound nervous. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're like a little flustered. What's wrong, honey? What time's your lunch? Did you take lunch already? Don't be shy. Oh, he's shy. Poor guy. He's a shy guy. Probably takes him like 5 minutes to start peeing when he goes to a public bathroom.
Good afternoon, Country Club.
Hey, that one guy that's there. He's a little shy, right?
I wouldn't say so.
No, because he's like, he didn't want, like, I asked him a personal question. He was in the bathroom with me.
Okay.
And I was tapping my foot and he started tapping his foot back. So I was asking if he was interested, you know?
Is there something I can help you with?
Yeah, can I talk to him? Because I want to know if he's interested in, you know, mutual masturbation or something in the bathroom with me. I can come back. No? Okay. Mutual masturbation. Safe sex, guys. Safe, clean fun for all you teenagers out there listening.
Yeah, and if you have more than one man, you can have a circle jerk. Or, I mean, more than two.
Yeah.
Or do the Dutch rudder.
Hey, the other night, Turbo D9 and who was the other one? We made a call to a hotel in Saipan, and we got the lady to book us a room for four men, one bed.
Four men, one bed.
Yeah, we told her that we had the first four-way male wedding, homosexual wedding, so we were all married together. We're on our honeymoon.
Okay.
And she was really cool about it. She was like, "Well, this is so cool, you know." She said she was going to come visit us when we checked in.
That's nice of her. Okay, cool. Pretty progressive of her. All right, so is it Frank Sloth? That's the security guy you were talking about?
I guess. It says contact Frank about the job.
There you go.
Frank Guzman.
At the tone, please record your...
Okay, no answer.
Son of a bitch.
Sorry, that's what I said to myself. All right, let me vector back in here in Google Maps where we've got garden and home. I have no idea what that would be, a magazine or a garden store? Something like...
Kind of like a Stouffer's at Kissel Hill, probably.
Maybe. And we can ask them about my rude question about Somalian blood. Make your grass grow. Here we go.
Thank you for calling Garden and Home, where we love bringing the joy, sparkle, and spirit of the season home to you. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now.
That's going to.
Retail store.
Southeastern Common Ground Baptist Ministry, tell me.
Hey,
help you.
How you doing, motherfucker? How are you? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing, honey? God bless you. God bless you. Hello?
God thank bless.
God bless you, God damn it.
In Common Ground Baptist Ministries, how may I help you?
Yes, hello. I'd like to see about making a reservation.
I'm sorry, what kind of reservation are you referring to?
For the goddamn church.
Hello, this is Jamie.
Hey, Big Jamie, how you doing, big girl?
Hi.
Hey, I'm trying to make get some information about the goddamn gypsy tier motherfuckers, you know?
I do not know anything about that.
I want to know how many gypsy tears you got put in the motherfucking soil to make it grow nice.
Gypsy tear.
In that motherfucker, yeah.
What the hell is it?
This is fucking gypsy tears. You go up to gypsies, you get their tears. And you put it down in the fucking soil, you know?
Yeah.
And that motherfucker grows nice and tall in that motherfucking shit.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
Damn. How much gasoline should I put in the soil?
I have no idea.
All right.
I don't even know what you're talking about, sir.
Oh. Wow, oh, how many...
Fortunately.
Can I get nitrates and gasoline in it and all that?
I do not know.
All right. Can I piss in the soil?
I guess, if you want.
Yeah, will that help the soil out, make it nice and alkaline?
I'll make it more alkaline. I would think it'll make it more acidic.
More acidic? Ah, fuck, you know?
Yeah, lime. Lime makes soil more alkaline.
Good. I could put salt in it. I'm going to go to the church. I'm going to put this stuff all in their soil around the church so all the plants die.
Oh.
At Bible Baptist Church down the street, you know the one?
Oh, why? Are you having a bad day?
I don't like them. They're assholes.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they're motherfuckers.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, sorry about that.
All right, honey. Well, what about you? You got dark hair or light hair?
I don't have any hair.
You sound like a goat.
A goat with a cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like to fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Serious.
Do you like sex? Do you like to fuck? Do you like sex? Yeah.
Gypsy tears.
It sounds like some kind of...
I watched the Borat the other night for the 58th time.
It sounds like some kind of flower.
Care Center, this is Cheryl. Can you hold, please?
Yeah, I want to bring in this fucking goat in there. Kick him in this fucking ass.
Hold up, please.
But did you know that there can be a risk from your pet's food, too?
Fortunately,
I like that part when Borat's talking about his sister going, she was spreading her legs and saying to the retarded brother, "You will never get this. You will never get this."
Packaging that is free of risk.
Because he was then one day he broke the cage and he got that.
Wash your hands with soap and water after handling pet food and treats. Don't use the same utensils or dishes for preparing your pet food and your family.
Thanks for holding. This is Mallory. Can I help you?
God damn it. How you doing, Mallory?
I'm doing well.
I'm going to bring this goddamn dog motherfucker over there. He's sick again, the son of a bitch.
Okay, excuse me, but I won't tolerate that language.
Well, I'm just frustrated with this goddamn dog.
Well, okay, but I don't appreciate that language.
Well, he's an asshole. I'm sorry. He's a little jerk. He's a little... I just want to kick him right in his fucking ass.
Okay, I'm going to hang up now.
Sorry.
Unless you get... Okay,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
She's nice about it, though. Yeah.
You tell him, Baz. Try to call him. Tell him.
Carmel Care Center, this is Mallory. How can I help you?
Yeah, that damn dog. We're having some problems with the damn dog.
Okay, what's your last name?
Snoswell.
And how do you spell that, please?
S is in shit. N is in nookie. O is in orgasm. S is in semen.
Nope. All right.
That worked the other night at that Saipan Hotel. The lady actually let me spell out my whole name.
Here's a dentist's office. I'm going to tell them I got a problem with a goddamn fucking tooth and take it out. This is what I end up doing in these daytime shows. It just keeps me sneaking in motherfucker and fucking all the time. People are like, okay, why are you talking like that? This is a business.
Thanks for calling. How may I help you?
Hey, boy, how you doing? This is the dentist?
Yes.
Hey, listen, I need to get this motherfucking tooth out of my fucking mouth, man. I want you to take out this motherfucker.
Okay, who's this?
How do you do that? How are you going to do that? I need the gas in that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you goddamn motherfucker.
I know. Who is this really?
This is Cross.
Cross who?
Dr. Cross.
Dr. Cross. Who is it really?
No, this is Cross. Dr. Cross.
Dr. Cross.
Okay, well, I'm a doctor. I'm a different dentist. And coming into town.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I'm a friend of Don Scott.
Okay.
All right, and he told me to give you a call and talk about the fucking tooth, motherfucker.
You don't talk like a dentist.
I'm not a dentist. I'm like, just, I practice, like, my own dentistry, but... I mix my own fillings and stuff like that. I got the recipe, you know, from Silk Road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm going to undercut you, but I'm not licensed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, how about I come in maybe once a week at night after hours. I'll give you, say, 30%, so it'll be about $5,000. And I can use your facility after hours, you know, for like 5-6 hours, like really late, like from midnight to 5 a.m. And I get in like illegal immigrants and stuff like that. I got a whole client list.
Oh, thank you. You're funny, but no, thank you.
I'll give you like 30% of it, man.
No, thank you.
Come on.
Okay, you have a good day. Have a good holiday.
Can I just use the x-ray machine then?
No, thank you, but have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, he's not down. He's not helping us out at all. Going to be ending the show here in about 15, 16 minutes because I'm going to be headed to the grocery store to buy that chili shit. Can't wait to have some chili.
Ah,
good old chili.
Good.
Motherfucker. Chili machine.
Yeah. We got potluck at work, and that's what I'm bringing tonight.
Everybody's going to be making the fart machine.
And what happened with your coworker?
Got out of my...
Hey, boy.
Huh?
How you doing, boy?
What's going on?
Hey, you see that goddamn dog? I'm calling from the animal care counter. This goddamn fucking dog ran out of the door, the back door.
I haven't seen anything.
He ran on your damn property, damn it.
God damn it. You have your phone number?
Yeah, the number here is 377-1160.
All right, I'll call right back.
Well, where are you going to go? What are you doing?
I'm going to go look outside.
Well, you don't even know where he is, motherfucker.
You just said he ran on our property, right?
Yeah, he's on your goddamn property. We need that. It's one of our patients' fucking dogs.
I understand it, but there's no reason to be cursing.
He's got medical equipment. He was dragging it with him. He's got an x-ray machine. And it's throwing x-rays.
I got to go out and look. I'm inside.
It's throwing x-rays out. All right.
All right, buddy.
All right, motherfucker. See ya. He's going to call that police back.
He's going to go look.
And then he's going to call the place where I talked about kicking the fucking dog in the ass. Yeah. He's like, there ain't no damn dog here. What are you talking about? All right. We already called the garden home. Here's Wickham Farms. Looks to be some kind of farm. All right. They have an ATM.
They got any horses?
I don't know. They have an ATM machine there. Maybe it's like a restaurant. I don't know. Looks really big. They have a website, wickhamfarms.com. If y'all want to check that out, throw them some support.
Wickham.
If you're ever in upstate New York, if the fucking Google Chrome will work, I could copy this fucking number, motherfucker. Oh.
I there's a link here, what they got in their barn.
The horsies?
No, they got ice cream, baked goods, coffee drinks, plants. Look, you even get farm videos.
Nice.
Farming for kids, dairy farming for kids. Can I talk to him?
Yep. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for calling Wickham Farms. We are closed for the season. We'll be reopening in April. If you need to get in touch with Bill Wickham or anyone else, please leave a message, and we'll get back to you as soon as you can. You can call Bill on his cell phone. What's your call?
Thank you. I think I got it right. No, I don't.
Good afternoon. This is Bill.
Hey, Bill. I'm calling about the farms, the farm videos.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, hey, I was wondering if I might be able to purchase some of these farm videos for my kids for Christmas, because they're interested in being farmers.
Yeah.
So I was looking on your website, and you have one called Dairy Farming for Kids.
Yeah.
So that would teach them how to milk the tits of the cow? Because we're thinking about buying a cow.
Yeah, I mean, it's on a pretty modern farm, but sure. I mean, it gives you kind of the overview.
Show my kids how to grab the teat and squeeze it and make the milk come out.
Sure.
Okay, great. Yeah. And also, I want to make sure that these videos are age appropriate, so there's no, scenes in there where you're going to see the sexual organs of the cow.
Sure.
Because my kids are too young for that. Yeah. Are there any videos of horses? Because, you know, the male horse has the big penis. And I don't want my kids to see the horse penis. Okay.
Yeah. Do you have a job?
And, yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I'm a dentist.
Sounds like it's almost time to get back to it, if you're serious.
Yeah, well, no, I'm have the day off today, and I'm just looking for videos for my kids for Christmas. Just want to make sure there's no cow vaginas or horse penises on the videos.
Yeah. You want to place an order, just go to my website and punch
your... And can we come to your farm and touch a horse penis? We've never done that before.
Well, why don't you
my wife
come
and
on
I?
Out?
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're close for the season, right? So we climb over the fence or what?
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Or do we knock on the door?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to bring my kids over.
Yeah.
After I get done, I've got to do a wisdom tooth extraction first because I'm the dentist.
I'll call the FBI, right? Why don't you call ahead so I can have them waiting for you, dickhead?
Oh, no. I mean, this is so legitimate. I mean, you're telling me to come over. You invited me.
He said, welcome. That guy's awesome.
He's calling the FBI, man. He's not even calling the cops. Oh, shit.
But he invited me. Told me to come on.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I was calling about the co-op program. Do you have one of those where I pay you a fee for the year and during season and I get a box of food? A box of vegetables? Do you do that? What's it called?
Yeah.
What's it called and what's the cost, motherfucker?
Who is this?
This is Eddie. I'm a friend of Mr. Snoswell. I thought maybe if I threw some business at you that we could get those. Oh, he's gone, right? Yeah. Those videos. I want to see those pornographic videos. Okay. He was kind of with you until you talked about make sure they were age appropriate. He's like, okay.
You don't want to see the cow's sexual organs.
He's like, you're fucking with me now.
They did say that it shows how to milk the teats.
You're being all technical about it, too. Milk the teat, and then you're making it a dirty thing. That was pretty funny. All right, I'm waiting for Google Chrome here to work. TikTok, TikTok. Any news on the prank call game that I should know about? Anything going on? No?
No.
No? All right, good.
I think everybody's going to quit after Katie K scolded everybody the other night, actually.
I loved hearing that. That was so awesome.
What did he do?
You gotta listen. It was a Spray show or Turbos? One of the two, right?
I think it was Spray.
Spray, yeah. Spray got a hold of Katie K, and it was pretty funny for a few minutes there. You should check that out.
Cool.
Yep.
Prankdose.com.
Yeah, it's on Mixlr, too.
I think it's only on Mixlr. He didn't go on Shoutcast.
Oh, true. He was having Shoutcast issues, so... Yeah. But then again, so was Katie K, so... What can you do? Not that I know anything about that. I don't.
How can you have problems with Shoutcast when you only get 3 people listening?
Well, no, he had 100 listeners. It's just somebody was listening 70 times.
Yeah. Somebody was listening about, 70 times. All right, moving right along. I'm looking for a new town here because I'm tired. Well, Rochester has been kind of funny. I'm going to go to the east side of the river here now. No bullshit, the west side. We were on the east side. There's a school. I don't want to bother them. There's another school. God, this place has a lot of fucking schools. True Light Church of God in Christ. Any of you two want to talk to a church?
I think Ron Newman probably does.
A church?
Church machine.
Yeah, talk to a church.
All right.
They're easy. You just got to cuss at them and say sacrilegious shit.
Yeah, just say God damn it. That's what I do.
God bless you, God damn it.
Then you get mad when they don't say God bless you back.
Someone was calling back. I just sent in the voicemail, but we'll see if we get a voicemail.
It's probably that farm guy.
Yeah, is this the church?
Yes, it is.
Oh, God bless you, God damn it.
Oh, God, that's, you need to wake me near?
No, God bless you. Say it back.
God bless you.
All right, well, anyway, I Christmas is coming up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm trying to get in touch with people who can put a good word in with Jesus, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Done some things this year I'm not proud of, but I'd still like to get, you know, a good wish list going for Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah, so could you put a good word in? Just let Jesus know, like, I've actually been pretty good this year, and PS4, like, mention that.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Cunt.
I think she must have had the pastor in the background. She put you on speaker.
That was
awesome.
Yeah,
I wanted her to realize that I was calling Jesus Santa, but she didn't really bite.
That's awesome. She said, God bless you, God damn. She's like, well, that's a rude awakening.
Bless you. This is the True Light Church of God in Christ. Please leave your message, and we'll get back with you as soon as we can.
I just wanted to hear that. Here's Temple Phone Ministry. You can't make that one up. This sounds like it might be promising. Gentlemen, what do you think about it? Hey, I think it is.
Yeah.
Temple Phone Ministry, right down the street.
Phone Ministry? I wonder if they do, like, conference sermons or anything like that.
I don't know. Let's see.
Because that could be beautiful if we could actually get in and take control.
Yeah. Nothing there. Here's Mojo's Pizza. I picked this because it sounded fun. Mojo's Pizza. Mojo.
Yay.
Mojo, Mojo.
It's a good word, Mojo.
M-O-J-O. M-O-J-O-E, actually, because the other would be Moho.
Mojo's on it.
Hey, boy, how are you?
How you doing?
Good. I wanted to make an order.
Pick up and deliver.
For pick up.
What's it like?
Two large pies with pepperoni, extra cheese, and sausage.
Okay, hold on. Two large pepperoni, extra cheese, and sausage?
That's right, motherfucker.
Where?
That's it. This is Cross. I'm Cross.
Say it again?
I'm Cross. God damn it, I'm Cross.
What does that mean?
My name is Cross.
All right.
Okay, so how long will it be?
I mean, hold on.
Fuck. Oh, man, come on, man. Doesn't matter, I'm ending in now. I'm ending now. That's right, I'm ending now.
Damn it.
Yeah. Damn it, I wanted that phone ministry to pick up. I'll have to write that one down.
It's not much of a phone ministry if they don't answer.
They don't answer the phone. Our phones don't work here. All right. Bye, Bass. Bye, Sloth. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Bye. All right, good.
Hey, I'm still here.
Not for long. See ya. Bye. All right. He's gone. I'm gone. We're all gone. Thank you, nobody, for sending in numbers. Yeah. Thank you, everyone else, for being a motherfucker. Yeah, that was the motherfucking show for December the 16th. Yeah.
Bless you. This is the True Light.